Pachis Yerushalmi, referring to Brachos Bavli, Daf Mem Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Gimel, Amud Aleph, on the fourth line, Ochal Demai. Ochal Demai, the Mishnah taught the one who ate Demai, we make a Zimun with him. Hada Amma, Ochal Peiris, Safeg, Nitkanu, Safeg, Lo Nitkanu, Mazamnin. We can infer that if one ate his own Peiris, and it's a Safeg, whether or not they were tithed, we are Mazamnin with him. Amr Bishimim Achud Rabbi Brachia, Bishashi Gozal Allah Demai, Roiv Ameya Ored, Hayu Machnisim Levatehim, Vaida Amma. Rabbi Shimon, the brother of Rabbi Brachia, rejected this. He said, when they decreed about Demai, most of the Ameya Ored, of the ignorant people, used to enter the Peiris into their houses and tie them. Does this say that when we are Mazamin, that we are Mazamin even when it's a Safik, about our own produce? Ta Kusi Mazamna Lav, Vahain Kusi Lav Safiku. And the Gemara defends it, no, we are Mazamin with a Kusi. Is a Kusi not a Safik, whether he's a Jew or a Gentile? And this shows that we are Mazamin in a case of Safik, but not that we learn this from Demai. Amr Bi Abba, Tipate, Kaman, Dalmar, and she say Kusi, Kisar, Dispalgun. Rabbi Abba rejects that and says, no, our Mishnah is like the opinion that a Kusi is like a Yisar, but Tanam actually argue about this. Kusi, Kagoi, Divi Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Oimer, Kusi, Kisar, the whole Dabba. The Baisa teaches that a Kusi is like a Gentile. Rebbe, that's the opinion of Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says a Kusi is like a Yisrael in every way. We come now to the next Mishnah. Noshim v'avodim uktanim ein mezamnin aleihem. We don't include women, slaves, or children in a zimun. Ad kam mezamnin, how much must one eat to be mezamnin with him? Ad kazayis, he must eat at least a kazayis. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, ad kebeisa, Rabbi Yehuda says he must eat at least a kebeisus, the size of an egg. The Gemara says, Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul b'shem Rabbi Cotton Oisin Oisay Snif La'asar. The Gemara says that Rabbi Simon, quoting Rabbi Shur ben Levi, and Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul, quoting Rabbi, says that they made a minor and a jungling to join to 10 people. V'atani emedakskem et cotton. That we ask from a vayser, we are not particular about a minor, which means if he reached 13 years, we are mezamin with him, even if we are unsure if he brought the pubic hairs. It means he has proof of his adulthood. This implies that if we know that he did not bring the two hairs, we're not mazam with him, means even to join it to 10. Am Rabbi Yosi Kaima, Rabbi Simon, and they should say, B'shem Rabbi Shur ben Levi, L'shnei Ketanim Nitzacha, and they should say, Echad Safik Ve'echad Cotton, Oisin Sa Safik Vada Risa Cotton, L'sniff. That's the correct gear. So Rabbi Yosi says, Rabbi Simon answers this in the name of Rabbi Shur ben Levi. The advisor discusses two minors, one is a Safik, whether he's an adult, and one is certainly a minor. We consider the suffix like a vadai adult, and the vadai minor is an adjunct to 10, but we don't actually join two vadai minors to make 10. Rav Yehuda bar Pazi, b'shem Rav Yosi, Teisha Nirin Ka'asora, Mezamnin. Rav Yehuda bar Pazi, quoting Rav Yosi, says that if 9 look like 10, they are Mezamnin to be like 10. Ma'inun Mesuyumim, we should say, does this refer to esteemed people? I mean, surely even 9 esteemed people don't have the law of 10. Elafilu kotten b'neim, rather, there is a minor amongst the 10. Rav Brachia, Rav Yaakov, Rav Zabdi, Barikoyme, Rav Yosi, Kama, Jatayim, you should say, kotten oisin oisay snif la'asor, v'amur, you should say, af hocha oisin oisay snif la'shloisha. Rav Brachia, quoting Rav Yaakov, Rav Zabdi asked, I asked Rav Yosi, just like you say that a minor, we make him an adjunct to 10, you should say that here, we make him an adjunct to 3. Matamon, Shem Mazkirin es Hashem, Oisin Oisay Snif, Kan, Shem Mazkirin es Hashem, Lekoshukain. There that we mention Hashem's name, and we say Lekainu during the Zimun when there's 10 people, we make an adjunct here, which is a Zimun of 3, that we don't use, we invoke Hashem's name, all the more so. Amalei Vaha, Einai Koshukain, Tamal Yadishen, Oimim es Hashem, Oisin Oisay Snif, Lekan Jain Koyun es Hashem, Ein Oisin Oisay Snif. So if you see the answer, this is not a case of all the more so, Koshukain, but rather on the contrary. There's a Zimun without the minor. In order to say Hashem's name, we make him an adjunct. Here, we don't say Hashem's name, rather we want to join him to make a Zimun, we don't make him an adjunct. Tani, Cotton, the Sefer Torah, Oisin, Oisay, Sniff. The vice is a minor and a Sefer Torah in his hand, we make him an adjunct. Am Rabbi Yudan, Kinim Asnitha, Cotton, the Sefer Torah, Oisin, Oisay, Sniff. Rabbi Yudan says, no, the vice means that a minor called to read from a Sefer Torah, we make him an adjunct. He counts towards the 7 aliyos on Shabbos. Namasai oisin oisay snif. From what age do we make him an adjunct? Rabbi Avina Omar is palgun. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Tavion, Veshem, Shmuel, Chadamak, Kadei, Shehe, Yodea, Tiv Bracha, Vachon Amak, Shehe, Yodea, Lemi, Hu, Mavarech. Ravina answered that Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda argued about this, both in the name of Shmuel. One said that it's from when he knows the meaning of the bracha, the other said it even went from when he knows to whom he blesses. Amma benasa kama zimnin achares im Rav Tachlifa, abba v'im aninaya bar sisi, chavivi v'loizamnin alai atyavesi shtei saras. Rav Nasa said that several times I ate with my father, Rav Tachlifa, and with my uncle, Aninia bar sisi, and they were not mazamu on me to allow me to be the third person until I had two pubic hairs which proved my adulthood.